Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting visionaries. Today, we're talking about an artist who was known for her geometric woven wire sculptures. Ruth Aiko Asawa was born on January 24, 1926, in Norwalk, California. Her parents were Japanese immigrants, and Ruth was the middle child of seven. In her early years, Ruth grew up on a farm. She worked before and after school to help out. Even then, she was practicing art. She later wrote, "I used to sit on the back of the horse-drawn leveler with my bare feet drawing forms in the sand, which later in life became the bulk of my sculptures." The start of World War II uprooted Ruth and her family's lives. In February 1942, Ruth's father was arrested and was taken to an internment camp in New Mexico. A few months later, Ruth and her family were forced into an internment camp at a racetrack in Santa Anita, California. During World War II, racism and paranoia led thousands of Japanese Americans to be taken from their homes and imprisoned. Ruth and her family lived in horse stables at the Santa Anita racetrack for 6 months. The stench of horse manure was pervasive. During that time, three Disney animators were also being interned at the camp. Ruth spent much of her time drawing with them. By September of 1942, Ruth and her family were sent to another camp in Arkansas. There, she continued to draw and paint and finished high school. In 1943, Ruth was allowed to leave the camp and went to college at the Milwaukee State Teachers College. She'd received a scholarship from the Quakers to study to become an art teacher. When she graduated in 1946, racism towards Japanese Americans was still rampant. Because of that, Ruth wasn't able to find work as a student teacher. She never graduated, but years later, when Ruth had established herself as an artist, the Milwaukee State Teachers College wanted to recognize her as an alumna. She responded, requesting the degree she was denied. She finally received it in 1998. Instead of becoming an art teacher, Ruth was encouraged by some artist friends to study at Black Mountain College in North Carolina, a progressive art school in the segregated South. Ruth studied with artists like Buckminster Fuller and Joseph Albers. In 1947, Ruth traveled to Mexico and watched as a craftsman used wire to make egg baskets. Ruth would build upon this repetitive looping method to create her own style of sculpture. During that same period, Ruth also met her husband at Black Mountain College, Albert Lanier. They got married in 1949 and moved to San Francisco to live in a community that accepted them as an interracial couple. Over the course of 9 years, they had 6 children. Busy raising a family, Ruth worked on her art practice in the evenings at her home studio. She was inspired by the undulating forms she found in nature, trying to give structure to what she was painting. Her hanging sculptures became increasingly intricate over the years. The suspended, airy, woven structures of Ruth's work blur the lines between internal and external and cast haunting shadows.
I always begin from the inside, working inside, and then working on the surfaces. The things that interest me are the proportions that I see. And that shape by itself is not very interesting, but when I put one next to it, then I look at this shape that is out here.
Throughout the 1950s, Ruth's sculptures were shown in group and solo exhibitions in New York, San Francisco, and internationally. By 1963, Ruth began working on public artwork and arts advocacy. She believed art is for everybody. One of her early public pieces was a fountain featuring two mermaids in Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco. It still stands there today. In 1968, Ruth co-founded a public arts program called the Alvarado School Arts Workshop. Without much funding, they cobbled together a hands-on curriculum with scraps of yarn, baker's clay, and old egg cartons. At the height of the program, it was in 50 public schools, employing artists and getting parents involved in their kids' education. Ruth was inspired by her time at Black Mountain College and felt strongly that students would benefit from learning from artists. She expanded on this mission by opening a public arts high school in San Francisco in 1982. In 2010, the school would be named in her honor. In appreciation of Ruth's work as an artist and teacher, the city of San Francisco deemed February 12, 1982, Ruth Asawa Day. When Ruth was in her 60s, she revisited her experience living in internment camps. As a memorial, she created a bronze relief depicting scenes of what life was like for her and her family, as well as for the broader Japanese-American population. Ruth died on August 6, 2013. She was 87 years old. Ruth's legacy of art and education lives on. Her art is featured in galleries and museums around the world, and she's become known as one of the most celebrated artists of the 20th century. All month, we're honoring incredible artistic visionaries. For more information and to see pictures of some of these artists' work, check out our Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.